So we've been talking about bride and groom, us being the bride and Jesus being the groom. And where there's a bride and groom, there's a wedding. And in Matthew 22, verses 1 to 13, now I'm not going to read this because it's an awfully long passage of scripture. I'm just going to tell you the story. Jesus said, this is what the kingdom of God is like. It's like a wedding. So he tells the king, the king sends out invitations to a select group of people. And they just refuse to come. And he sends his servants out a second time. And he says, listen, the feast is ready. The marriage feast is ready. Everything's ready. Please come. And the people not only refuse, but they actually abuse and kill some of the servants. Now the king is really angry. And he deals with them rather harshly, severely, and then sends his servant out for a third time. And he says to them, this time, go out into the highways and byways and just ask anybody who wants to come. Doesn't matter whether they're good or bad, just let them come. And so the servants went out and they got all the people in, and soon the hall was full. And now the host is walking around and he's looking at all the people and he sees one man who's not wearing the proper wedding garments. And he says, how did you get in here without the right garments? And the guy had no explanation, and he got thrown out. Now, I know that when people send out invitations, especially wedding invitations, there's usually a dress code. It's either smart casual, or it's smart, or it's evening wear, or the men have to wear dress suits, but there's usually a dress code. I've never heard of anybody who's been thrown out of a wedding because they wore the wrong clothes. But this whole thing, you have to know that, and I didn't know this, I only found out this out now, that when they invited them to the wedding, they provided them with the right clothes. So they knew what they had to wear. Now, to me, if, you know, I don't know if men will, I don't think men will identify with this, but women will. When you're invited to something and there's a dress code, you're like, oh my word, what am I going to wear? And is this going to be appropriate? Is it too short, too long? Is the color right? We do get concerned about what we're going to wear. But this wedding feast, you're given the appropriate clothing. How wonderful is that? And remember, Jesus said the kingdom of God is like this. And I want to read to you from Isaiah 61, verse 10. It says, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in God, my Father, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest and a bride adorns herself with jewels. So we've been given the clothing. What an outstanding analogy. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:21, we know that God made Jesus to be sin so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. So we are not righteous in our own being. We are righteous because we are wearing the righteousness of God like a robe. And then in 1 Corinthians 1:30, it says, it is because of God that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Man, this is awesome. We are going to this wedding feast, and we have been provided with the garments. So whatever you do, don't show up in the filthy rags of good works or self-righteousness. You've been given a robe of righteousness. You'll be welcomed right in. You'll be a guest of honor at the wedding feast of the bride. So, never forget, you are highly favored and deeply loved.